It's 4:04 and I'm Lisa Peeks with WUSF 89.7 News. Vice President Joe Biden was at the University of Tampa today to promote U.S. partnerships in Latin America. Biden talked about increasing trade opportunities and the importance of investing in infrastructure such as Port Tampa Bay and Tampa International Airport. Biden didn't call out anyone by name, but he did say that the rhetoric of certain leaders was actively endangering America's security and prosperity.
And that's true when it comes to talk of building walls or rolling back engagement with Cuba. It's true of policies that alienate more than 55 million Americans of Hispanic descent, more than 4 million, the vast majority of whom are citizens here in the state of Florida.
Biden called Ybor City a shining example of the contributions of immigrants to America. Florida healthcare advocates and politicians are making the case that healthcare access is a religious issue. The Florida Community Health Action Information Network hosted a summit at History Miami today to address the state of healthcare in Miami-Dade County. Sheena Mead is a faith organizer, and she's also running as a Democrat for a House seat in Orlando.
People who are sick come to the church for healing, but we can't believe for a full restoration of our body if we don't have access to health care or doctors or money to pay for the doctor. And so in order for the church to really preach about healing, we got to start preaching about advocacy and funding for health care.
State Senator Rene Garcia of Hialeah said that religious groups have started getting more involved in health care policy.
We need to use the faith-based community a lot more. They have been getting more active in Tallahassee because they're the ones that see the needs.
Garcia is a Republican who has long supported expanding Medicaid access in Florida. Bay News 9's Mike Clay says partly cloudy, a low 72 tonight. Partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers tomorrow and a high of 88. We're seeing some light rain in St. Petersburg and the Kenneth City and Seminole and downtown areas. Also, a patch of light rain is on the Tampa end of the Howard Franklin Bridge. It's 4:06, and this is WUSF 89.7 News.